Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, dog poop bugs, evidence of early kissing, and jocking up kiss. It's coming up right after this.
So Martin, I ain't never played one of these. He tried to paddle to San Diego, and a wave took him out to sea, and he washed up on the beach at Waikiki. He's the only illegal Mexican in Honolulu. He's only been here 20 minutes and found him a roofing job to do. Yeah, they don't know if they're gonna run him off or if they're gonna let him stay, but it's looking good 'cause they're already calling him Don Jose.
About as far as
nice jazz chords there. Wow.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Jess Hooker joins us.
Hello.
There's Ace Cosby. Hey. There's Willie Griswold.
Yo, yo.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom. Hello, Tom.
Sorry.
What are you doing over there?
God, I am...
What are you working on, Tom?
Go on.
It looked like you were changing the oil from over here.
How many? I told you I can't multitask.
Well,
and I can't.
You know
talk
what? I don't think you took me seriously enough when I first mentioned this to you. Maybe radio is not for you. You can't do nine things at once. You can't talk and read.
I asked Jess to come in here because I need a pair of fresh ears.
Okay.
I had a technical problem that I think has been solved by our brilliant listeners.
Are you talking about this dog poop thing again?
Hey, look, didn't you have a story about dog poop earlier this
week? Yeah, dog poop capital of the world, Seattle, Washington. Yeah,
why don't we keep our dogs in coops?
<Don't know.
laughs> Okay. The point was, I'll talk to you, Jess.
Uh-huh.
In my new neighborhood, unlike my old one that was all woods, this one has... you know, lawns and everything.
Houses, lawns. Streets.
Yeah, there's other people there.
People.
Right. So I walk the dogs all the time.
Yeah.
And I take those biodegradable dog poop bags with me. So when they go, I scoop it off the lawn and tie them off. Then I take them back to my house.
Yeah.
Well, I was keeping them in a can in the garage and they just started to stink as it gets warmer.
Right.
So I was trying to think, what can I do? So I bought some kitty litter over the weekend.
I don't understand the whole kitty litter thing.
It absorbs, and I poured the kitty, but that is...
I don't know if it does anything against odor.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be working.
No.
So I asked people what to do, and I got some really good suggestions. A diaper can.
A diaper, diaper genie.
Genie, yeah.
Genie, have you ever had one of those?
I didn't ever have one.
I had one.
A lot of people liked it. I mean, they're very efficient. Yeah.
I never had one either.
They keep the smell out.
That's the key.
I can't believe you never had one.
I can't either.
What'd you do with your diapers?
What did the nannies do?
Oh, no. Hey, no, listen. I've changed.
Don't believe you.
Josh, you know how I knew that? This is a true story. Chick knows this. I knew that I was in trouble one day when I was on the phone with a hot dog in my hand changing a diaper. I thought, Jesus, this has got to stop.
You can't multitask.
No. Someone says throw dryer sheets in the poop bag. Someone said, get us the special trash can. But here's a suggestion that is, I think, I want to run this by you Jess Hooker.
Okay.
I have a feel. I saw this one on the printer.
Here's a solution to your dog poop problem, Tom. Put a freezer in the garage and throw it in there. That'll take care of the odor.
That's what I do with spoiled meat.
Yes.
I put it in the freezer and then...
Now, there's two problems I see here. One, if guests come over...
I don't want to say anything, but that meatloaf we had tastes like dog shit.
He just got the shot. I saw the...
Okay. Now, that's not a...
What does it cost to run a mini freezer for a week?
$12.
I don't know. I have no idea.
That's probably pretty close.
That's going to be a bad garage raid for you, dude.
Yeah.
Oh no, I don't know if I would have a freezer,
a beer fridge
just for that.
Dedicated to dog poo. No.
Okay.
No, of course not.
No,
that isn't economical. That isn't
stupid trash can and put a stick on it.
But I told you, so I've got this trash can up on my air conditioner. I'm afraid that the odor from the trash can is going to get into the air conditioner. That's going to make my whole house
now. Now it's in the unit. Now it's in the.
It's not
the
in duct the unit. It's right next to it, though.
Well, I don't know. Okay. You're going to have to get a new house.
We had an HVAC guy.
He's making a good point.
Why don't you get a house for your dogs?
No. Oh, Miss Pat's got one.
Miss Pat, that thing.
Yeah. And she kind of owes you.
Yeah.
You're a big part of why she has a doghouse.
Okay. In any event, I appreciate that.
In the doghouse, in Miss Pat's doghouse, do you think they listen to like Little Bow Wow and the Baha Men?
Because she's black and so are they. Really?
Because
this is a disgusting display.
I was going to say like Three Dog Night
Some sort of racial assumption you're making?
No. Just all the dog-themed media would be in the doghouse.
Please be better.
The thing I'm doing is very cute.
It is
cute.
You know what? You're right, but I don't know why.
What you're doing is funny, but the premise just terrifies me that I'm the center of that.
There's one, Tom. It's called the Paw Pail Dog Poop Trash Can.
Is that the one that Chick found?
I told you about this.
How much is it?
200 poop bags, carbon air filter, dual vent technology, $129.
There you go. Out the door.
Dual vent. That means it's venting it, though. I don't want it vented. I want it contained.
I think you have to have a little bit of airflow.
If you don't have it vented, it's going to explode.
Have you seen the doggy septic tank where they dig a hole and it's for the biodegradable bags? And there's a little, it's a, like you step on it, but it's in the ground. It opens and you drop your poo in there.
It's a doggy septic system?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just what you need.
Yeah.
That sounds complicated. I can just see I can see the neighborhood going dark as I break through one of the power lines.
No, it is. It's literally just a hole with an opening at the top that looks. It looks like a septic tank.
Well,
top.
The way these dogs go, I'd fill it within a week. Okay, sorry about that. Well, thanks for all these suggestions. I'm going to figure that I'll get this all through.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Talking about the stupid story that I think is dumb about the first kiss. What do you got, Christy?
Oh, is that, are we back to that?
Yeah.
Though it was initially hypothesized.
Hypothesized?
That the earliest evidence of human lip kissing originated in a very specific
Wait a minute.
No one's...
in South Asia.
Somebody felt the need to specify...
lip kissing.
Lip kissing.
Yeah.
I think that's how Tom tells his, honey, I'm now going to human lip kiss you.
Thank you, baby.
Well, I just wanted to clarify for Josh because of all the ass kissing he does around here.
Josh.
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah, and also you say the ass kissing like you're not the person that benefits from it. You love it when Josh ass kisses.
Of course.
I don't. What? Am I? Do I do that a lot?
Well, during the breaks, it's unbelievable. Tom, can I get your coffee?
I just want to make sure you're okay, sir. Okay.
Though it was initially hypothesized that the earliest evidence of human lip kissing originated in a very specific geographical location in South Asia. 3,500 years ago,
that's ridiculous.
Scientists at the University of Copenhagen argue kissing was already well established long before that And it started in the Middle East, apparently.
I think, why not? Yeah. Why not study this? It is a weird thing that at some point...
You don't think it's natural during copulatory activity that one thrusts that...
God, is that how you had kids? I'm amazed.
I think it is kind of a weird thing that two people at one point went, let's just push our mouths together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then everybody else watched them and was like, they might be onto something.
Yeah. Here.
Because at some point, humans didn't do it face to face.
How did they like, know that? They have no way of knowing this.
Evolution.
Yes, they do.
Study author said ancient civilizations that lived in present day Iraq and Syria wrote in some kind of script
Iraq
on clay.
Syria.
Wrote on script clay tablets, many of which contain clear examples. Kissing was considered a part of romantic intimacy
but
in ancient times.
How did they know that wasn't done by indigenous peoples all over the world?
Just as kissing could be part of friendships because and family member relations.
This is just a theory. This is a hypothesis.
And based on this evidence, they argue kissing appears to have been practiced in multiple ancient cultures over several millennia.
Again, the first evidence of kissing. That's right, it's Strutter.
Kissing.
Do you want to do the intro to this, Jim?
Huh?
No. Do the intro.
I don't know when it starts. No, I don't know when it starts. I don't know. And I will never introduce a Kiss song. Let Ace do it. He's the legend that you keep talking about. Let Ace do it. Yeah.
You're not talking, Ace.
Oh. Ace, you have to intro. You're supposed to let go. Do the traditional.
Let Josh do it.
Okay, Josh, give it a shot. Do you know where the post is?
I don't, but I bet I can tell.
Yes,
okay,
please.
Here we go. Remember, this is the Bob and Tom Show. Try to get
Oh, my gosh.
Once again, there we go.
Hey, you're listening to the Bob and Tom. We're having a heck of a morning. And right now, we're rocking with the boys from Detroit. No. It's none other.
They're not from Detroit.
They're from New York City.
Your mind?
Very famously from New York.
They had a song called Detroit Rock City. They're not from it.
That's why I thought they were from there.
Okay.
The song's not called New York City Rock City.
Yeah. Don't you know the great Ace Frehley song, I'm Back in the Kalamazoo Groove?
I'm not as familiar with Ace's or with Kiss as many of you are.
Okay, Chris, you try. You're an old DJ. Go on. You're not doing it.
I don't know this song.
If you don't do this, I'm going to send you to your mom's room.
You know, when I said that, there are many people out there going, he's doing a fine job.
Because they didn't know.
He wouldn't have known.
Keep going.
Hey, it's the Bob and Tom Show.
What's the hey thing?
Yeah, why are you going hey?
Why can't he say opener? Hey?
I liked it.
All right, Godwin, you give it a shot.
All right, go ahead.
Here's Pat.
Four guys from Liverpool. Put your sock out.
Yeah. I believe it's lads.
Oh. All right.
Why don't you do it, Smarty Pants?
Because I'm an experienced...
Well, show us how it's done.
...radio personality that I have no idea where the post is.
None of us do.
Why don't we go visit
them? All right, fellow babies.
Babies.
In honor of Johnny Fever... These are four guys with high heels, and
a lot of makeup.
By all accounts, three of four of them are hung like donkeys.
The signature of every good DJ, the words and
I'll throw my hand up against your hey any day.
Yeah,
hey.
What's the difference between hey and all right? Which is what you did.
Didn't you say hey babies
and
or
you
something?
You say babies.
Yeah. That's a Johnny Fever.
You said hey there fellow babies. Like you're pretending you're a baby.
Willie, you want to give it a shot?
Yeah.
It's fun.
Rock and Roll Tuesdays with Will the Big Dog. This is my favorite band. Put your hands together. The one, the only, Gene Simmons singing for.
Well, first of all, isn't this Paul Stanley singing this?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. No one knows.
It was good, Willie.
That was a good start.
It's
a Monday. It's not even a Tuesday.
The Big Dog plays by his own rules. I gave myself a nickname. I went, ouch.
You technically didn't hit the post, but that was better than any of us so far, though.
Why are we playing this song?
I don't know.
Because this is a stupid song about some fake scientists that...
A stupid song?
The first Kiss.
Strutter has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, but this is the first big hit for Kiss. Isn't this the first hit?
You could have taken Dr. Love. There's a line in that song that says, the first step of the cure is a kiss.
Yeah.
The first step of the cure.
The cure.
I don't think I like what Kiss is talking about.
That'd be a goose step.
I doubt Gene would be singing that.
Yeah,
that's why I was shocked.
Ace Frehley might have written it.
Oh,
wow.
Step of the
this is been a really unsuccessful break.
He seems a little Jewish to me.
Now, this is... here's a great line from the song Mañana by the great Jimmy Buffett.
What? What?
How are we going from...
Come Mañana?
Yeah.
How are we going from Kiss?
Listen to this line. Don't try to describe a Kiss concert if you've never seen it.
Have you seen it?
Yes, of course. I've seen Jimmy Buffett. The point is, it's I'm open-minded to many things.
No, you're not.
That's true. But the point is, I just think this is a stupid study. Sorry, I think it's dumb.
What about this one?
They have no way of knowing when the first Kiss was. It could have been...
It was Adam and Eve. We all know that.
When did hookers stop allowing kissing?
Well, that's the thing. When you hire a hooker, mouth kissing is extra.
That's
you
right.
have to, and you have to be specific about that. How do you know this? I have Pretty a friend woman. Who wrote a rock song about it. Yeah.
What if all you want to do is mouth kissing? What if you don't want anything else?
He hired someone when he was in Vegas, and then he wrote a song about it. Our friend Will.
Yeah.
Kissing and is extra.
And the name of the song is Mouth Kissing.
It's called Mouth Kissing by the East Hills.
Did he hire...
I don't know
the
if
prostitute
I don't know
to,
the whole story. I probably
her?
Shouldn't say all this. Yeah,
do
I don't.
Any, do you know any prostitutes?
No, I don't. Not personally.
Don't look at me. I don't.
Can we call, does those, do,
I don't either.
I'm a,
Pat,
I'm a prostitute. I'm a prostitute, and I'm talking to you, gambling sites.
Okay, go ahead. Huh.
That's interesting. I just think that the notion that these scientists have any clue as to when the first kiss was is quite the story.
They have very good clues. It's called studying old...
Yeah.
What if there was a... What if Josh
Wait a minute. Hold on. My friend Josh has crystallized this whole thing. They look at many old things.
That's right.
And they know when
and
they kiss.
They can deduce.
What if there was a kissing culture that didn't have any form of writing?
Well, that's why they're drawings. Saying that this isn't 100% positive. It's a hypothesis.
Didn't the first kissing come in with the missionary position?
That's what I assume. Yeah, you're faced up, hey, we got to do something with our tongues.
So the missionary.
Wait. Well. So you're saying early man did it doggy style?
Yeah, they probably looked at animals and went, hey, you want to try that?
Dude.
No, and then the guy said, no, have you seen the jungle?
We're animals, you know that, right?
Yeah, I tried it and I got scratched.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying this is fake.
It's not fake.
The first recorded ass kissing was Ed McMahon and Johnny Carson's office.
That's a topical joke.
Well, that's because it's there's an important Johnny
off
Carson.
Off the air in 93.
All right.
Off the air 30 years ago. 30.
There's a Johnny Carson thing coming up. So
there is.
Yes.
Oh, a story for the show?
Yes.
I see.
Very important.
It's the 50th anniversary of his death. That's how old that is. That's what I'm saying. We're all still sad about Johnny's death. He was an old man.
He died like 98, right?
He brought a lot of joy to people.
Yeah, I agree. He's one of my favorites.
And a lot of people were terrified.
I'm more of a Steve Allen guy.
Really? Oh, yeah. He would ruin a life.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
You're a Steve Allen guy?
I mean, it was just a joke.
Okay.
Steve Allen was very funny.
I think Steve Allen Jack started Carr. All of it, right?
He died in 2005. That was a while ago.
Isn't that
ago.
The great Krusty the Clown joke? If this is anybody but Steve Allen, you're stealing my bit.
I love that episode.
Right now, I turn this way and I turn that way.
Oh, your neck works.
And I see.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.